This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley. At this point in the show, I'd like to shift from host duties to my regular job as a TV critic. Today's subject, two of ABC's Sunday night series, The Returning Desperate Housewives and the brand new Brothers and Sisters. ABC has room to show Brothers and Sisters on Sundays because it's moved one of the night's biggest hits, Grey's Anatomy, to Thursdays this year. Why? You could call it aggressive counter-programming against Thursday's CBS powerhouse, CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. Or you could call it corporate greed. Either way, you'd be right. But I don't think it's the right move, partly because I think CSI will remain very strong, and partly because Brothers and Sisters, despite a very large and impressive cast, turns out to be very weak. And that's both a surprise and a disappointment, because Brothers and Sisters comes to TV with enough great actors to launch at least five series. Think I'm kidding? Start with Calista Flockhart, making her return to series TV 4 years after starring in Ally McBeal. Add Rachel Griffiths, fresh off her role as Brenda on 6 Feet Under. They play sisters, one conservative, one liberal. Flockhart is the conservative one, a popular talk show host on satellite radio. Sally Field, who started out on TV playing the gnarly ingenue in Gidget, now plays the matriarch of the family. And Tom Skerritt from Picket Fences plays the dad. These parents have 5 grown children in all, and there are other key players in the drama as well, including Ron Rifkin and Patricia Wedding. With all that talent, Brothers and Sisters should be amazing, especially since it's created by playwright John Robin Bates and directed by Ken Olin. But the only truly amazing thing about it is how slow and unsatisfying it is. The characters in this series may talk like real people, but they sure don't say much. Here's Calista Flockhart and Sally Field as long-estranged daughter and mother, having an awkward conversation in the kitchen, leading to an even more awkward embrace.
We probably have a lot to say to each other, right?
You know what, Kitty? We really don't. Really, we don't.
You don't want to talk? Really? What kind of a relationship is that?
Well, it's the only kind of relationship we can have right now. Kitty, your father is watching us, and it is so important to him. Could we hug or something? Thank you.
I really like both of these actresses, but I don't quite like or buy their characters here, or many of the others. Viewers tuning in after Desperate Housewives for a Grey's Anatomy-type hour of fun, frolic, and high drama, I suspect will leave quite disappointed. And I suspect they'll leave by the millions. On the other hand, if those former fans of Desperate Housewives, who rightly gave up on the show when it derailed at the start of last season, can find it in their hearts to give it another chance, they should be thrilled. Sunday's third season premiere is a sharp return to form, with all 5 leading ladies getting juicy and funny storylines. The new season retains the only good plots from last year, with Gabrielle shackled to the surrogate mother of her unborn child, and Lynette dealing with the unexpected discovery of her husband's love child. The family with the prisoner in the basement is gone, and the new major mystery plot involves Kyle MacLachlan from Twin Peaks as Orson. He's got a skeleton in his closet, or buried somewhere, but at the same time, he's romancing Bree. And though the recovering alcoholic widow isn't sure about getting into another sexual relationship so soon, Orson wins her over and has her swooning by being even more fastidious about housework than she is. The way to her heart, it turns out, is through her wine glasses, which he cleans better than she does. Here's Marcia Cross as Bree and MacLachlan as Orson.
Well, you don't have to wash those. I already did them.
Oh, I found some streaks. So I'm wiping them down with undiluted red wine vinegar.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, sure. But for tougher spots, I use a 50-50 mix of denatured alcohol and water. And for those really intractable stains, I mean, we're talking shower doors, I wipe on lacquer thinner with a towel.
Bree?
The next scene, in which Bree enjoys herself in bed as never before, pays off 2 years' worth of repressed character development, and like so much of Sunday's episode, is a riot. Pass the word. If you used to enjoy Desperate Housewives, it's time to return to Wisteria Lane.